Nadia Comaneci joins us on Sports Byline. If you're a sports fan, you certainly know that name. She burst into the limelight as the star of the 76 Olympics in Montreal, and she went on career-wise to produce a lifetime Olympic medal haul of 5 golds, 3 silvers, and 1 bronze, and she certainly has left behind a competitive record which will be virtually impossible to match. Nadia, when you hear me speak of what you accomplished in gymnastics, what is it that means the most to you about that?
Well, 37 years have passed since I competed in Montreal, where I had the first big success that everybody remembers. I mean, everybody, I'm talking about my generation. It's hard to believe that, first of all, it's been such a long time ago, and it's hard to believe that I managed to have such a success at such a young age with the help of my with my parents, though.
I don't think people realize that you were a product, I guess, of not only the time, but also the culture. In other words, growing up in Romania. Take me back to that time as a child, what Romania was like and how important sports was to the culture and to the society.
Well, I was born in Romania, and I started gymnastics when I was 6 and a half. And I was lucky that gymnastics was one of the sports available for girls. And my mom signed me up temporarily, she thought, because I had too much energy, as many other kids at that age. And, I used to do a lot of tumbling in a house and breaking furniture. And my mom found out about the gym that was very close to where we lived. And she said, well, this is good for you. You can spend your energy in the gym instead of doing all those things and maybe getting hurt at home. And, I was a 6-year-old, and I loved to do things that I was not allowed to do at home. And Romania, this is where I grew up. This is what I knew. This is what I liked. That's where my family was and all my friends.
At 6 years old, usually kids don't know how to say no. So was it a natural, did you naturally gravitate toward gymnastics then? Were you comfortable with doing it?
Yes, I liked it, though. But I didn't start it because I wanted to compete in the Olympics. I didn't know anything about the Olympics. It was just a way of doing things that I was not allowed to do at home mostly. And it was great to make friends and to learn some tricks that a lot of kids were not able to do at that age.
I know that at that age you were spotted by Bella Caroli, who became your coach. And I'm just wondering if you can think back and tell me about the early years and the first time you saw him, got involved with him, what your impressions were of him.
When I started gymnastics, I was doing some with other coaches, though. Bella came to kindergarten when I was 6 3/4 or so, and he asked a bunch of kids who likes gymnastics, who can do any gymnastics. So a few of us, we started to turn some cartwheels on the grass. And this was my first connection with Bella. I was doing some gymnastics also with his wife before I met Bella. And I remember he was a big guy. And you feel safe when you do some tricks with somebody who spots you and is really big, because you know that you're not that hurt, because he's going to catch you every time you're going to miss doing something.
How would you describe him as a coach? I mean, over the years in which he was your coach, I mean, was he a taskmaster? Was he stern? Was he somebody that could pat you on the back and also kind of motivate you and kick you in the rear end a little bit to get you to go to the next level?
like a big bear. he was fun in one way, and then he was very demanding on the other way. So it was a combination of everything, and also I consider him as a parent too, because I used to stay in a camp a long time, and I stay with the other gymnasts and with Bella and Marta, so I consider them my second parent.
Nadia, you said that you didn't consider the Olympics. At what point in your life did you start thinking, I can do something special in this sport?
I think I watched the Olympics on TV, the 1972 Games in Munich. And that's when I knew more about what Olympics are. But I didn't think that I was going to get there because I didn't know how good I was and if I have the possibility to be a part of the team.
Did you also, when watching those 72 Olympics, because of the tragedy associated with those games, did you also come to realize that it wasn't just sports competition, that it was politics as well? There were a lot of forces coming to play, even in the sports world.
I didn't realize that because I lived in Romania, which was a communist country at the time. The television was very restricted. We didn't have too much television. You know, we had, for example, like pieces of the Olympics. We didn't see all of it. The news in the newspapers, there was not everything. It wasn't like in a free country, you know. It was picked what was shown in the newspaper. We didn't know a lot of the things that were happening around the world.
I know in talking to other athletes that came from Iron Curtain countries, they talked about the single-mindedness of the communist countries. How did that inject itself into sports?
I didn't realize too much about that when I was growing up. When I became, as an adult, I realized what exactly that is. And because I used to travel and I could see the difference. I knew that there was a country that was controlled, but it didn't bother me at some point. It was much later when I decided to leave because I thought that I can do much more somewhere else and I'm not watched and stopped to travel because that's what happened with me after I finished competing.
In 1975, you made your first trip to the United States. I say that as a prelude to the fact that I remember once being with a Russian basketball team that was making its first trip to the United States, and they went into stores and they saw all the product that was on the shelves, and their mouths just dropped. They were stunned by what they saw in this country. Tell me what your impressions were when you came to the United States the first time.
I was, like any other kid, I was looking for bubble gum and the little things that you can put on the ponytails and leotards. Everything that was related to a kid in gymnastics was interested to me. Everything was sparkly and in Romania we didn't have too many things, too many options to choose. There were not too many brands. There was like pants or skirts or my mouth was open when I saw that what a difference it is, especially with that I was a very young child.
What expectations did you have of yourself and did others have of Nadia Comaneci going into the 76 games?
All I wanted was to compete well. I think that I said at the press conference before we left with the entire team to Montreal, I said, I hope to win a medal and if it's possible to be gold.
And did you have any idea at all that you might have the success that you would ultimately have in Montreal?
No, I didn't think that I would have that success. And I didn't realize a lot of the things that happened in Montreal, starting with the 10, which was a 1.00 because the scoreboard was not prepared to show a 10. Nobody saw that a 10 is possible. I didn't know that, people asked me, did you know you made history? I said, no, I didn't know I made history then.
And at 14 years old, that might have been a benefit for you. Do I assume correctly? Because
yes.
Go ahead. Explain why that was a benefit for you.
Well, because I was too young to understand a lot of the things. I was like, what did I do? I was just doing my job, my routines. I didn't do anything special. I realized much later what actually I accomplished. And, after we finished competing in Montreal, we got in a plane and we went home. I didn't go and tour, let's say, United States and do shows or go to Disneyland.
We're talking gymnastics with Nadia Comaneci. And by the way, Nadia is someone who is in the Hall of Fame, the International Gymnastics Hall of Fame. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about those 76 Montreal Games in which she did score the first 10 ever in gymnastics. We do that as we continue across the country and around the world. We've got you on America's Sports Talk Show.